And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning to you right around Australia. Welcome to the House of Wellness Mother's Day edition. Indeed, we're coming to you live from Bondi Beach today, beaming across the country into 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC Brisbane, into Adelaide for 5AA and Perth, 6PR, and our lines are open. 131 873. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by lovely nutritionist and healthy chef Zoe Bingley Pullen.
Good morning,
happy
all.
Mother's Day
Yay!
To you.
I feel very lucky today.
And by my other side, pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed, and from me as well to every mother out there listening, and even those that aren't listening who should be listening. Happy Mother's Day.
The most wonderful, selfless people on the planet, of course. Aww. And we're celebrating you across the course of this
Bless.
Hour. You've actually missed out on a bit of brekkie in bed by being a working mum here this morning.
I got beautiful flowers yesterday, and Emily sang me a Mother's Day song. I swear to you, I cried.
Sweet.
Happy Mother's Day to my mum and my stepmum as well.
Absolutely. Now, we've been building up to this over the coming previous weeks, haven't we? Ready for this day live on Bondi Beach?
Yes.
We must defer to the mightiest mother of all. Mother Nature
yes, thank
this
you.
Morning is turning on what has been a fairly handy squall over the last 24 hours or
it's,
so.
It's been interesting, Ed, but we're troopers. We'll go through.
Yeah, yeah. So there might be some clanging and banging. That's just, you know, bits of scaffolding flying clockwise
That's
down
normal,
the
pavilion
here. Yeah, so if you are in the neighbourhood, of course, normally on a weekend at Bondi, we'd see all the fitness crew running up and down the sand, having a swim.
I'm a resident of Bondi. Normally, you know, my husband's swimming and there's people like going about. But look, it is still amazing. People are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So fingers crossed we hold on across the next hour or so. But we are here to take your calls and cover some really important stuff. Looking forward to chatting during the course of the show with mindfulness instructor Chelsea Pottinger. Her story, it's really inspirational. She was a high-flying corporate exec, struck down really severely with postnatal depression,
awful.
And how she dealt with it and turned her life around and how she's helping others. She'll join us shortly. Also going to speak with dermatologist, Associate Professor Saxon Smith, get some tips on how to keep our skin healthy and hydrated. Something we probably don't worry so much about or think we don't need to worry about so much during winter.
And we're coming into the season, aren't we? We're dry skin and dryness and skin structure.
Absolutely.
More
we
important
need to look
than
at
ever.
Topically, internally, and really supporting our skins. I mean, I'm turning 40, so I'm very conscious
no.
of good
Stop
skin.
It.
Really?
I know.
This is an admin error. That can't be right.
Mum.
Fantastic stuff. And skin health starts from our nutrition as well, which is
of
where
course.
You specialise.
There is so much you can do nutritionally. We boost our collagen, our vitamin A, our vitamin C, lots of hydration.
But we ignore it, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't see the connect.
Biggest organ that we've got.
Yep.
Absolutely. And you're going to turn something nutritious into something equally delicious a little bit later on as well. What have you got your eyes
very
on?
Very simple frittata. You know, frittatas are one of these things sometimes we don't think that we would have for Mother's Day, but there's great ingredients, lots of herbs and spices, delicious, filling, full of protein, and really easy.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Our number is 131 873 from wherever you're joining us across the country. Love to take your calls. Gerald's here to answer those. Zoe as well. And in fact, all our callers today go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse to spend a little bit later. Indeed, if you're in the neighbourhood too, we've got a whole setup of great things. We've got a fragrance bar. We've got a makeover tent from our friends at L'Oreal.
Nails.
Hydrolite Sports. Nails can be done as well. So you can get yourself a little bit of a makeover if you're in the Bondi region over the next hour or three, because we'll also be broadcasting our TV version of the House of Wellness here in a few hours' time as well, screening across Channel 7.
Sure. We probably need a soup van as well.
We might need some warm soup. It's a little chilly, but we'll power on.
I've got my coffee.
One thing I also wanted to mention, which warmed my heart internally this week, was one of the big winners from the budget was the government committing to an increase in mental health funding of nearly $340 million. Now, this is a big space, and it's an area that we see being talked about more and more often, Gerald, isn't it?
Well, and the whole thing, Ed, which really has, and isn't it funny, that within a generation, we have a much more focused view on mental health and what it means for all ages. So we've got postnatal depression, we've got all sorts of anxiety issues, Zoe, that we start to see at school even.
And isn't it fantastic that now we've got that dialogue, and it's quite commonplace to actually talk about our emotions, how we're feeling, you know, that we are feeling anxious, that we are feeling depressed. I mean, I deal with this constantly with clients that I'm working with. But again, I do feel a sense of relief that it has, that stigma has been deflated.
And it's highlighted this week. I was just minding my own business at a gym. Big guy comes up to me, says, "Hi, I'm Daniel Conn, former rugby league player, fitness expert now, consults 300 and something thousand followers in the social media sphere." Big guy. But his first thing was like, I love the show that you guys do. It's really important for your fitness because it affects your mental health.
Well, we did a fabulous story on men's mental health and we worked with Gus Wallen and Got You For Life. And there is... Again, it's just so important that dialogue, and again, to have someone like a very influential sports person who has lived this ideal of emotionless, you know, superior kind of person, it's really, really wonderful.
I was struck by the fact that this is in the first 5 minutes of us chatting. Here's a guy in regular conversation talking about some mental health issues.
A man.
Hulking footballer.
And blokes don't normally go down that pathway, do they?
Isn't it good that it's becoming more mainstream part of conversation? So that's great. So well done to the government there, squirreling away some money for what is a really important area. They're looking at some $38 million to expand the Beyond Blue way back support service that provides outreach and follow-up care and practical support to people discharged from hospital after maybe attempting suicide.
And I just hope, Zoe and Ed, some of it goes out into regional areas. We had that awful news from Perth late last week. So these are the issues we've got to just try and spread as well.
And look, you can look really simply. If you're feeling depressed, you're feeling anxious, just reach out. Lifeline is there. Got You For Life. There's some really great charities. Beyond Blue has an amazing survey that you can fill out. So the infrastructure is there. Just pick up the phone and get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's on our radar across the course of this hour. All your questions, welcome from right across the country into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Love to hear from you. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous on this Mother's Day edition of the House of Wellness. We'd love to hear from you. 131 873 is our number. Let's come to the first of our callers. Anne's in Blacktown this morning. Happy Mother's Day, Anne. How can we help you out?
Thank you for taking my call. Is that
so welcome.
Speaking?
Yes, he's here with us as well.
I'm here, Anne. How can we help you?
I have been suffering with sinus probably 30 to 40 years. I'm 81 years of age, and at the moment it is so dreadful. I can't get any commercial spray that I normally use to assist me with my breathing, and I've resorted to saline that the nurses use for cuts and things like that, cleansing the nostrils and then spraying. And after having used both, I sometimes get my nasal passages clear where I can draw air in. But I'm really worried because the medical profession could not help me years
ago. And let me give you...
And then I had to go on using commercial sprays.
Yes, and let me just interrupt just for a minute, Anne. You mentioned saline the nurses use. It is absolutely important that you use isotonic saline. So you need to get your pharmacist to give you saline, which is like the one, but without a preservative, because what we're doing is trying to nurture the tissue in your nose. So all salines aren't the same. So it's isotonic saline, Anne, with no preservative. And you can use that two or three times a day. And food-wise, Zoe, we look at onions and all those immune marshmallow, garlic, those things,
definitely.
Don't we?
And be mindful of mucus-producing foods. So the obvious things like dairy, citrus, strawberries, wheat. And look, there might be some underlying allergies there.
There
so
could
again,
be,
your leaky gut syndrome, worthwhile getting some zinc and probiotic
and
support.
And inhaling some steam as well. Very old-fashioned. But that's with a little bit of, you can put some Vicks or something or a little bit of a couple of drops of menthol or peppermint oil. All those old-fashioned things work. An elevated pillow at night. So good luck, Anne, and maybe keep us posted.
Yeah, plenty of great tips there. Thank you for your call. 131873 is our number. All our callers, by the way, in the draw to pick up that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today. If you're in the Bondi region, by the way, where we're broadcasting live this morning, your chance to pick up a whole stack of prizes. We've got a $1,500 travel giveaway a little bit later on in the morning as well. Let's go to St Mary's in South Australia. Tony is on the line. Hi, Tony.
Hello. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning. How can we help you, Tony?
You mentioned, I've got an enlarged prostate, and you mentioned some time ago something sore, S-A-W.
Yes. The herb, what? Tony, is sore. That's the first word. And the other word is palmito, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O. Sore, yeah. Palmito is the herb. It's a very effective way of helping smooth muscle function in the bladder. And it's fine to use constantly long term. And the other thing, food wise, Tony, is tomato. Cooked tomato releases lycopene.
That's right.
And do you eat cooked tomato?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. And you should try and have some cooked tomato, Tony, every day. But sore palmito, the herb, go for it, and you will see far better quality of sleep.
You can get that at the chemist? Or
yes, you sure can. Yeah, sure can.
Absolutely. There we go, Tony. And something delicious with tomatoes. I'm sure Zoe's got that covered as well. Mate, good luck with that. 131873 is our number. Doreen, let's grab your call quickly too. We go to Wantirna South in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello. Good morning to all of you.
Thank you.
About my son, who's 52, and he has a very bloated stomach. He doesn't really want to eat much. He has one meal a day, normal meal, but at night he doesn't eat, and he eats probably an egg on toast in the morning. We want something natural to help him with the bloating.
Zoe will have lots of comments about this as well, Doreen, but essentially it shows his digestive system's not functioning correctly, because bloating shows that you've got undigested food down in your lower part of your body, and it just produces gas. So a probiotic, one of the lactobacillus probiotics, some digestive enzymes, Doreen, as well, and that will very quickly fix it. So food-wise, what should he be eating more of?
Look,
Zoe?
I think he needs to actually ascertain where this is coming from. So I suggest that he might look at FODMAP.
Yeah.
So FODMAP, there's a great app from Monash University.
Which is free, isn't it?
It's free.
Yeah.
And what that will guide you of which foods should be avoided, because, again, there's some obvious foods. You said carrots, onions, some of these foods he can't eat. They're very FODMAP-based foods
as well.
Sure, so
they're fructose-based, aren't
fructose
they?
Fructose-based, and it might be malabsorbed fructose as well. So it's the body's inability
so
to break
Doreen,
down
that's
these
FODMAP
sugars.
Doreen, that's FODMAP is F-O-D, F for Frito, for orange, D for...
Dave.
MAP, as in FODMAP, and you just download it. He can download it, and then he can take charge of his own digestive
Absolutely.
System.
Absolutely. They've got recipes, great guidance, food plans. I think it's a real winner, that
Good.
One.
It gives you a way to sort of track and eliminate foods
Absolutely.
That might be causing
and identify
bloating.
Them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't forget, Doreen, make sure he takes you out for lunch today.
He should indeed. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website, by the way. We have all those follow-up suggestions as well. Thanks for your calls. 131873. Keep them coming. We've got more across the course of the hour. We'd love to hear from you and get you in the running to win that fantastic gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Today, for Mother's Day, we are live from Bondi Beach. Weather God's holding off for now, and there's even a couple of glimpses of blue sky. So I'm taking that to
two.
The bank. I know. I'm willing it in, and we'd love to see you down here to celebrate and kickstart your Mother's Day. If you can't be here with us live, listening across the Macquarie Network. More House of Wellness right after this quick break.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Maprise. Symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux, and restore your sleep with Redorman Fort from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, coffee, pizza, barbecues, garlic, chocolate and pepper, not all great bundled together, individually delicious, but perhaps not so that much enjoyable for those who suffer heartburn because of them. Now, if it sounds like you, then pop into Chemist Warehouse and get back to being you with Maprise. By effectively reducing stomach acid amounts, Maprise provides 24-hour symptomatic relief from frequent heartburn and acid reflux. It's the little things that matter in life. So get back to being you with Maprise. Right now, Maprise 20 milligrams, 7 tabs, at just $8.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And today on this Mother's Day, coming to you live from iconic Bondi Beach. We're next to the Bondi Pavilion. The weather god's holding off for now. It's Ed Phillips here with you, joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen, Gerald Quigley as well. And guys, really excited to chat to our next guest. It's a story that I think more mothers than we realise probably resonate
Definitely.
With. Chelsea Pottinger was a high-flying corporate businesswoman, indeed working really long days. But then after the birth of her beautiful daughter, Clara, Chelsea suffered from a case of postnatal depression so severe At times, she contemplated suicide. She spiralled out of control, landed both herself and her daughter, incidentally, into hospital, where she spent some 5 weeks with other new mothers, also battling some of these same demons.
Awful.
Finally, the darkness lifted, and she's enrolled herself back in university in recent years, studied psychology, neuroscience as well, and now is an internationally accredited mindfulness and meditation practitioner, helping other mothers who are going through a similar journey. And it's lovely to have Chelsea with us on the line. Hello again.
Hi, Ed. How are you going? Hi, Zoe.
So nice to speak to you.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Tell us about this journey, how you transformed your life from what really was quite a life-threatening situation, in truth, to one of the most positive stories we've had on the show.
Oh, thanks, Ed. So, yeah, at the time, you know, giving birth to our beautiful daughter, Clara, and I had a really positive birthing experience. However, the days and months that followed were very far from positive. And I think after that 9-week mark, which seems to be quite critical with mum suffering perinatal anxiety and depression, just from that severe anxiety insomnia and ending up then in that private mums and bubs unit fighting this huge battle of suicidal ideation, where you just feel like you've been dropped into this black void of darkness, you know, where you can't breathe or connect. And feeling that, I know, that, you know, you're never going to find happiness ever again. And after those initial conversations with my leading psychiatrist there of, you know, why me? Why has this happened to me? I'm such a nice person. A few weeks later, you know, when I started to get well again, my mindset shifted and those questions became, you know, well, why not you, Chels? You'll be stronger because of this. How can you learn from it? What can you take away? How can we grow? And how can we actually help other people going through this?
That is so impressive, Chelsea.
Oh, thanks, Zoe. And I absolutely adore your Instagram feed because you're so real.
Thank you.
And so raw. And I really do believe, you know, parenthood feels like most of the time you're constantly saying, get over here, clean up this mess, or I swear to God, I'll passively, aggressively sigh and pick it up myself.
Look, it's not easy being a parent, as we know that. Look, we did a story recently on postnatal depression, and I was surprised that it was 1 in 4 women, but it was also 1 in 4 and 1 in 10 men.
Right.
Yeah.
What do we look for? What are these signs, men, female? It seems like we are all suffering from the same ailment.
Absolutely, and it's really fascinating because it's usually the high-functioning type A, the people that we least expect are actually the ones that are most likely.
Yeah, of course, right.
And I think a few signals that go off, and it's scary because men are actually not immune from it either, and they will present with the exact same symptoms. And I think just, you know, if people are consistently having low mood where they're emotional every single day for the post 2 weeks, if their sleep's getting impacted, and that's just not from the baby alone because we know that the baby wakes us up a fair bit in those first few weeks. But that sort of insomnia, that anxiety is high, that constant worry, and then people will start to kind of start to isolate themselves or socially cancel plans and feelings of complete overwhelm and sadness, really, in this time where it should be a time of joy.
Chelsea, you're an amazing story. What role can grandparents play here? So we've got children now who are having babies probably a little later, you. Many of them are accomplished business people. Suddenly they are confronted with something over which they're not completely in control. What role can a carer, grandparent, friend, what role can they play?
I think just having that conversation and alleviating some of the load where possible. And I'm very conscious of grandparents also then fatiguing out if we sort of handball the kids to the grandparents every single day. So it's that whole thing that the Gidget Foundation is so brilliant at their new initiation of Start Talking. And that's how simple it is, you know, just noticing any signs where people could be making a change, you know, whether it's with your daughter or your son or a friend. And just saying, hey, are you okay? You know, I haven't seen much of you lately. How are you going? Really, I'm quite worried about you. And then just sort of stop talking and truly listen to what they have to say.
Listening,
and then listening is so important and in that non-judgment space. And then getting them to the right help, you know, and encouraging them to reach out to the Gidget Foundation or to their local GP so we can get them the right help, because I think that's the big thing out there. I think people, when you're battling this alone, people feel like they're never going to get better, and they don't actually know where to go.
Chelsea, I've definitely gone through periods of depression and anxiety, and I've seen a psychologist, and I've built that support network around me, of which I still have today. What do new mothers do? Because it's very frightening. They're new baby. It's everything feels a bit overwhelming. What advice would you give to them?
I think that if you are predisposed to anxiety and depression, or you're experiencing any of those thoughts, even during the pregnancy, I think having that conversation with the GP and then getting in touch with the Gidget Foundation is really important. I think it's about being honest with each other. You know, in mother's group, I was in Double Bay. We've now since moved down to a country town, South Coast, New South Wales, which is just divine. But sometimes we don't tell the truth to each other, and Instagram
so is true.
Beautiful for that. And, you know, I was the one rocking up to mother's group with Clara in a football hold, looking completely disheveled. All the other mothers are there with blow dryers going, oh, that's beautiful. We were just watching the babies sleep during the day. And I'm thinking, does anyone else want to have a Hendrix gin? I know it's only 11 a.m. So I'm struggling.
Sounds familiar.
Just being honest with each other rather than having a competitive, you know, and I think vulnerability is key. That's what really connects us in as human beings. So that's what would be my message, is just being honest and just talk up if you're not feeling yourself.
Great advice, and especially on this day of all days, Mother's Day, where mothers are celebrated and thanked and revered. Appreciate you keeping it real and also making it a part of everyday conversation too. So important.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chelsea. Guys. All the best.
Enjoy your Mother's Day and make sure little Clara does something nice for you today as well.
Even though she's very little.
Paragliding. If it does not blow me off to New Zealand, we're off to go paragliding together. So
Wow.
Okay, then. Well, glad we caught you before that. All right. Thanks for your time today, Chelsea Pottinger. There, follow her on social media as well. And she's doing some great work, sort of returning the favours for after what was such a traumatising ordeal. Yeah. All right, let's take a little break. This is the House of Wellness. Today, we're live from Bondi Beach. If you're in the area, I'd love to see from you. We've got a wellness hub surrounded by tents, which include Chemist Warehouse goodies, Sensodyne here, Hydrolite as well, and L'Oreal Paris have a makeup artist lineup. So you can get some nice makeovers done today, ladies. They're free and loads of prizes to give away across the course of the morning as well, including a $1,500 travel voucher. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. This is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Maprise. Symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And look after your smile with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Toothbrush from Chemist Warehouse.
Now, just because we're moving into the colder months doesn't mean we should stop treating our feet. For soft, beautiful platform, wedge or sandal-ready feet, indulge with the Shoal Velvet Smooth Express Pedi from Chemist Warehouse. It's got a rotating head with diamond crystals that'll remove hard skin effortlessly. In fact, it's just like a visit to the beauty salon, but without the big price tag. And being Mother's Day today, it might not just be the gift that leaps to your mind straight away, but Mum will love it. So you can get your hands and your feet on the Shoal Velvet Smooth Express Pedi at Chemist Warehouse for the unbelievably smooth price of $35.49. It's easy to use anywhere, anytime. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We are live today from Bondi Beach. We've set up a whole little wellness hub, in fact. We've got all things going on. There is the L'Oreal tent that I've had my eye on. We're going to cross now to Nadia, who's the image director there for L'Oreal. I think, Gerald, you and I should just sit back and leave Zoe and Nadia to chat about lady things, because we really have no expertise.
Lady things, I like that. Yes. So I am a big believer that eyebrows make your eyes pop, but what are three good tips to, you know, help you look fresh and beautiful?
Look, the simplest thing is that the best thing you can do is get a really lovely complexion, and that comes from a foundation.
Okay.
But to get your smooth foundation, you really need to use a primer, because you'll find that your foundation goes on much smoother, much easier. The second thing is always mascara. Not everyone knows how to do their eyelashes. No one knows how to do eyebrows and eye makeup that well. Loads of mascara, and I'm not talking one layer, I'm talking like six.
And what about the curlers, the things that curl your eyelashes?
The curls are good, but
they look a bit weird.
Yeah, you've got to get used to them. But seriously, the more you open up your eyelashes, the better it is, and that's just layer in layer of mascara. So don't be skimpy on the mascara, because it actually will make you look like you've got false lashes, which is also the fashion right now. And then finally, lip liner. and gloss.
Okay.
Because if you've got a beautiful foundation, you've opened up your eyes, you want to then draw attention to some what you're saying to people, and you want to have luscious lips.
Now, Nadia, that sounds so simple. So foundation, get the primer on first, and I'm assuming that kind of keeps the hydration levels there as well. Lots and lots and lots of mascara, pop those eyes open, and lip liner and gloss.
Literally, define so those simple. Lips and make you look like Sophia Loren. Be kissable.
Yes.
Be kissable.
The worry, you like that, boys,
the
don't
worrying
you?
Part, Nadia, was that Ed was taking notes then.
Stop it.
Well, his complexion is looking very
true,
fresh today.
Thanks, Nadia. You're a honey. It could be the 4 degrees that we're in, however.
Thank you, Nadia.
Rosy cheeks. And there are lovely free makeovers going on today, live from the Bondi Pavilion,
still
where
laughing.
We're bringing you the House of Wellness live. Well, we're talking skin health as well. And the skin, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Zoe, it's our largest organ. It's also the largest barrier against infection we have as well. So taking care of it and developing a proper skincare routine is really important. And to give us a few tips today on how we can keep our skin healthy, we're joined by Associate Professor Saxon Smith, one of the country's leading dermatologists. Happy Mother's Day to you, Associate Professor.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks for joining us today. What is the importance level we should place on keeping our skin healthy and, importantly, hydrated?
Well, the key thing about the skin is just that. It keeps the outside out and the inside in. It's that barrier against the world. And it's one of those sort of things we often neglect. And the interesting thing about the skin, it changes over our lifetime as well. So we really have to adjust our skin routine through the ages.
Look, I'm a big fan of regime and routine. That's kind of how I've kept my skin nice and healthy. How important is it to have a routine? Right now I'm using the Avena Physio Lift, because I need that plumping, I need that hydration. Is that important?
Well, that's just it. We have to sort of tailor everyone's skin routine to where they are in their life. And when we're younger, and particularly sort of teenage years, the puberty hormones act on all those oil glands in the back of our skin, generally much more oily, which is one of the drivers behind acne. But then, as we see a few more birthdays, as some of us have, we start to find our skin just doesn't hold moisture as well, and starts to dry out more easily. And that's when we have to start sort of replenishing it. And over time, the fat layer under the skin starts to sort of sparrow out, and we lose some of that plumpness of our skin. So we have to adjust all the way before those longer times.
Saxon, you probably see a lot of people in your clinics and you talk to them about sun damage. What other things can damage our skin other than sunshine?
Well, the first thing is we mustn't underrate the effect of sunshine. With 70% of ageing, really, just the sun damage that we see day-to-day living in Australia. So having a sunscreen as part of your daily routine for your face and your neck is critical if you want to stave off the ravages of extra birthdays as they pass us by.
Sure.
And then, you know, ensuring that we have a good moisturiser over the top of that to replenish that dryness of the skin, that's a tendency that we have, and also try and create some of that plumpness back in the skin.
Great. That's terrific.
All righty. Appreciate your advice today. Thank you for that. We're going to take some more of your calls in just a sec. 131873 is our number from wherever you're joining us around the country here at the House of Wellness today. Coming to you live for Mother's Day from Bondi Beach. We're back in just a moment.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Maprise. Symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And restore your sleep with Redorman Fort from Chemist Warehouse.
It is another massive sale happening at Chemist Warehouse right now. At Chemist Warehouse, you can get 35% off Australia's leading natural health brand, Healthy Care. You can stock up and save on Healthy Care vitamins and supplements such as fish oil, krill oil, glucosamine, vitamin D, as well as turmeric and many more. All at 35% off. That is good. And another thing that's good is that Healthy Care is 100% Australian owned and made, exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Get in now for 35% off the entire Healthy Care range for a limited time at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, you'll find them all over Australia with the lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be sharing your Sunday morning, your Mother's Day morning, right across the country here at the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here with Gerald Quigley and nutritionist and healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Hello, hello.
We're going to put you to work today with something delicious. What's on your mind and what's going to be on our plate?
So think something really simple like a frittata can be amazingly delicious. So this is a quinoa herb and pea frittata.
Yeah.
It is packed full of fibre, packed full of protein, very tasty. But the good thing about those types of foods is they're very sustaining. They're good for blood sugar levels as well. Really simple. It's got eggs, spring onion, green peas, lots of yummy garlic in there, some cooked quinoa, fresh ricotta, feta, basil. It is simply whacking it all in a bowl, giving it a good mix, and popping it in the oven. I think it's kind of nice to do them as little mini frittatas.
Yes.
And I make a little guacamole or a salsa on top of it as well. Mm-hmm. Or something as simple as a little bit of good quality olive oil and good quality sea salt.
Could I throw some hemp seeds in your recipe as
well? Oh, I love you. You know how much I love hemp seeds. Yeah, full of omega-3s.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it would be a logical addition to toss in.
I like it.
Delicious. And delicious. I do love that. Fantastic stuff. We're going to take a couple of your calls, and then we're going to have a look at some great ways to stay healthy with Gerald's A to Z of vitamins. John has been standing by patiently in Essendon this morning. Hello to you. We're coming to you, John.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
How can we help you out, mate?
My question relates to kidney stones. I've had previous experience with them, which was pretty painful, but I'm wondering whether there's anything you could recommend to remove them, as I've got one now, but it's only mild, and anything in the future that I could take to help prevent them.
It's an ongoing challenge, John. Vitamin K2 has been shown to make a difference, and also avoiding oxalate-rich foods, things like celery. And you can print off a list of oxalate-rich foods from your computer. And they're the things that you have in moderation, John, very important. Loads of water across the day, because as you said, our aim is to reduce the risk of formation of the stones and any little ones there. We want you to pass comfortably without any issues at all.
Yeah.
And I think really going for a low acidic type diet, you know, alkaline foods, lots of good quality fruits and vegetables, avoid the rhubarb and foods like that.
The oxalate foods.
Yeah, the oxalate foods. Uh-huh. But just so important to kind of keep that high level of fibre and good foods overall.
All righty. Good luck with that, John. Paul, we're coming to you. Good morning in Concord. Thanks for joining us here on the House of Wellness. How can we help out?
I've got cellulitis on me leg.
Yes. You're being treated with antibiotics, Paul?
Yeah, Acumen Duo.
Okay. Now, the first thing to do is you use a Saccharomyces. Very big word, Paul, but if you ask your pharmacist for the probiotic S for Sam, B for Betty, and that's the protective probiotic to help your tummy while you're taking the antibiotics. And the other thing is to make sure you're in regular contact with your doctor, because there are compression therapy stockings you can wear which will help take the pressure off your legs, and that's very important as well. So the more you move around, the more you're driving fluid away from your legs.
All righty, good luck with that. Our experts are here to help you this morning, 131 873. Julie, coming to you in Geelong this morning. Hello.
Hi, guys. My father's 97 and he suffers very badly with eczema. And I've given him some antibiotics and
Look, there's a number of things, Julie. From an internal perspective, using some probiotics and probiotic foods, now there's not a problem really with warfarin. It's actually fairly resistant, Julie, and provided it's being monitored, it's not a problem. Look, externally, we had an associate professor on before who was talking about skin health, and he mentioned a range called Aven, and they have a superb combination of things with the name Xeracalm, X-E-R-A-C-A-L-M. Mm. And that, used as a cleanser and moisturiser, Julie, will make a difference to the inflammatory aspect and also omega-3, Zoe, so fish oil, krill oil, cod liver oil.
Yeah, look, I mean, I had chronic eczema as a child, and it's very important to identify where those allergens are coming from, because it's an inflammatory-based disease.
Sure.
So again, really look at sort of what things are pro-inflaming, so you know, caffeine, processed-type foods, and look at the allergies, look at the underlying element that could be going on some leaky gut syndrome.
Because it's a multiple treatment.
It's a multiple, and good luck, because it does take time. Yeah. Perseverance is the key with something.
And
like
again,
this.
We're seeing medical option and nutritional option to
absolutely.
Treat something.
Absolutely, they work best together.
Yeah, absolutely. Blending. Thanks for your call, Julie. By the way, guys, we're here at Bondi Pavilion today. Not the greatest weather display we've ever seen, but Mother Nature wants to get in on the Mother's Day action.
We still love Bondi, though.
Absolutely. Plenty coming up on the show. We sent you out in the field to have a look at some stay-at-home mums, but they're also multitasking supremely.
So these mums are incredible. They're mumpreneurs. So these are women who have found the balance of juggling childhood and a career because, again, they've lost their identity to some degree.
Yeah.
And we've all got financial responsibilities, but I think what we're looking at is a world that is a lot more tolerant and a lot more flexible about the way we do work. Very inspiring.
Well, really highlighting the way the role of motherhood has changed over the decades.
Absolutely. So different to what it used to be.
Jo Stanley's going to join three generations of mothers on the show to find out how different their journeys have been. We've got advice, we've got health and real-life heroes celebrating mothers of Australia across the course of the show. It's going to roll out from midday today on Channel 7. It's the House of Wellness TV version. We'll be doing it live in front of you if you're in the neighbourhood of Bondi. You can come down and watch us do it live here from the stage. Back with more and the A to Z of vitamins from Gerald right after this quick break.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Maprise. Symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And look after your smile with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Toothbrush from Chemist Warehouse.
Really enjoyed your company across the course of this hour. We've got our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to give away soon. First, though, to get you healthy on the inside as well, Gerald Quigley, we're coming to you, our favourite pharmacist. A to Z of vitamins time.
Ed, I want to talk today about collagen. We had, again, an expert on talking about skin before, but collagen is something we hear about every now and again, but it is a type of protein that forms a long chain that acts as a glue to keep us together. It has three functions. It strengthens our bones. It makes our joints more flexible, and it helps our skin stay smooth.
Oh, that's
now, they're the three. That's pretty cool.
Well, I was thinking of it more only from the skin point of view, but fascinating.
It's important in bones as well.
Yeah.
So for skin issues, for those people worried about perhaps some cellulite, perhaps from weak nails perspective, here's an opportunity. What I find with people who take collagen, take it for something like hair or nails or skin and say, do you know, my sore hips a little bit better.
Yeah, right.
So these other things work as well. So it's a multi-purpose, all-purpose food for skin and really for just tissue. And vitamin C is important. Now, food-wise, rich in collagen, Zoe, what can we talk about?
A really simple food rich in collagen is bone broth. And I know it's a bit of a fashionable thing, but it is so easy to make. I mean, I used to call it stock when I was chefing,
okay,
to be honest.
Let's call it stock.
So we could call it stock. But it is simply a matter of getting, if you can, organic bones, slowly cooking. You can throw so many other delicious herbs and, vegetables into it to boost the nutrition. Mm-hmm. Big vitamin A type foods will always help. So these are foods that are red and orange because they're very enriching. And again, vitamin C, it's all about that elastin and collagen pathways and boosting that up. But bone broth, cheap, delicious.
Yeah.
You can make an awesome super risotto out of it as well.
And in your recipe before, you used a lot of eggs. Now, egg whites are rich in collagen.
They're a great source of protein. They've got the different types of protein. Again, we need to really get the best results from eggs, they actually do need to be eaten with the yolk and the white, and that's how we get that complete forms of protein.
Sure.
But again, the egg whites, brilliant when it comes to collagen.
I'm
simple
picturing
stuff.
With the winter months ahead of us, just the stock slowly simmering
it's so
across
romantic.
The oven for hours.
I have so much beautiful, happy food memories and the smell of my mum's cooking and then later on in life, my cooking. And it's a happy thought.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. And look, if you want to follow up any of those beautiful recipe suggestions, have a look at our website from wherever you are joining us across the country, houseofwellness.com.au. All right, up our sleeves, we have a $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to give away.
Ed and Zoe, I'm awarding that this morning to Tony from St Mary's in South Australia, who had his prostate issues and was brave enough to ring, and that's probably helped a lot of
blokes definitely.
Today.
I like that call as well.
All right, enjoy that. Thanks for the A to Z of Vitamins 2 today, brought to us by Healthy Care, a brand you can trust for outstanding value and high-quality vitamins. Choose Australian-made Healthy Care today. Gang, we're just about done for the radio version of the House of Wellness today. Thanks for your company, Zoe and Gerald.
Pleasure, Ed.
We're only just getting started. We're going to saddle up again for House of Wellness TV.
And a big, 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 big happy, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there and the mums-to-be as well. We don't want them to be forgotten.
All right, we're going to focus. Yes,
Well, they are mums still, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
It's all about the mothers today on the House of Wellness TV. That's coming up from midday Eastern East Coast time and across into Adelaide and Perth as well. We'll see you next weekend for the House of Wellness.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Happy day.